Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Do you happen to have internet service through AT&T or Cablevision or Comcast or Time Warner Cable or Verizon? If you do, there's something new coming in your digital future that you may want to be aware of. If you're a regular listener to this program, or even if you're not, you may recall the uproar over the proposed SOPA law, the Stop Online Piracy Act, a law more or less written by pharmacy and media trade groups that its legislative sponsors assumed would sail through Congress without much fuss, an assumption that proved dramatically wrong. There was such a violent reaction from the internet-using public that Congress people ran for cover, and even several of the bill's sponsors pulled their names from it. SOPA died an ignominious death, and even former Senator Chris Dodd, now the head of the Motion Picture Association of America, or MPAA, says that SOPA isn't coming back, at least not through Congress. But what can't be accomplished by law can often be accomplished in other ways, and the lobbying organizations for motion picture and music copyright holders, with the blessings of Congress, have been working on a way to, they say, address copyright violations online through private rather than public means. The five internet service providers mentioned above are about to roll out a new so-called Six Strikes program to address what the movie and music industry insists is rampant copyright infringement on the net, which is costing music and movie industries big piles of money. Although no one knows how much exactly, because every time one of these industries has come up with a number, within a few days, people with adding machines have pointed out that the numbers were probably bogus. So we have to take it on faith that the losses are a really big number. For more on that subject, you may want to take a look at the $8 billion iPod at www.ted.com/talks/rob_read_ID_the_numeral8_billion_iPod.html. But whatever the number really is, the MPAA and the Recording Industry Association of America, or RIAA, have joined with the five largest internet service providers in the U.S. to form the Center for Copyright Information, CCI. Why? Here's the answer from their website. Quote, "The Center for Copyright Information was formed as part of a collaborative effort between U.S. content creators in the movie and music industries and leading ISPs to help educate the public and deter copyright infringement and offer information about legal content options and protecting personal computers from unintentional file sharing through P2P networks," end quote. And if we look further down the page, quote, "CCI will work with its partner organizations to implement the Copyright Alert System, CAS, a progressive system aimed at educating internet subscribers about digital copyright and the potential consequences of inadvertent or purposeful copyright violations through peer-to-peer networks. Under this system, content owners, represented by MPAA and RIAA, will notify a participating ISP when they believe their copyrights are being misused online by a specific computer. The ISP will determine which of its subscriber accounts was allocated the specified IP address at the applicable date and time, and then send an alert to the subscriber whose account has been identified. The alert will notify the subscriber that his/her account may have been misused for potentially illegal file sharing, explain why the action is illegal and a violation of the ISP's policies, and provide advice about how to avoid receiving further alerts, as well as how to locate film, television, and music content legally. Educational alerts will come first, followed by acknowledgement alerts that require the recipients to let their ISP know they have received the notices. For accounts where alleged infringing activity continues, enhanced alerts that contain, quote, mitigation measures, end quote, will follow. These mitigation measures will vary by ISP and range from requiring the subscriber to review educational materials to a temporary slowdown of internet access speed. However, termination of a customer's internet service is not a part of any ISP's copyright alert system program. End quote. So what does all this mean to you and me? Well, if you don't happen to do anything that catches the attention of the MARC monitor system that the CCI will use to try to identify copyright infringers, it should make no difference at all in your service. If, on the other hand, you do happen to run afoul of the MARC monitor system, you'll start receiving notices, and if you should happen to get to four or more such notices, things will start happening, according to training documents supposedly leaked from AT&T. If a person receives a fourth notice, this document indicates that AT&T will redirect those customers to, quote, an educational page when they attempt to reach certain websites, end quote, and, quote, customers will have to take a brief online education tutorial on copyright in order to be eligible to surf these sites again, end quote. Since each of the ISPs mentioned above will have their own six-strike processes, they'll probably vary somewhat, and some may include speed slowdowns for the customer. And of course, content owners can still try to get a court order to make the ISP hand over a customer's identity. What happens if you are getting notices and you feel they're an error? Well, you can appeal, of course, but filing an appeal will cost you $35. However, that fee will be refunded if you happen to win your appeal. This system is less draconian than the three-strike systems used in France or New Zealand, for example, though neither of those countries is having very much success with their systems, which do allow termination of services. Nonetheless, there is a new private sector sheriff in town that will start on patrol very soon, one which Congress has nothing to do with. Whether you fall afoul of the new sheriff or not, it is useful to be aware of what's going on in the digital realm, whether by public or private fiat. And we'll keep on trying to keep up right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.